me, I look at a city like this, there's a lot of culture per capita. And you don't find it everywhere you go, but there are pockets in places like this where there's outsized culture, and it's just refreshing.
This is Joshua Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. They're otherwise known as the Minimalists, and they came here to speak at UD last semester. I was covering them for a story on Sustainability Week, but this particular line really changed the way I thought about the city of Dayton. In the clip, you might be able to make out them saying that Dayton is a place with a lot of culture per capita, and I thought that was a really great way to describe this city. And the more I started to think about it, the more I realized how little culture or capita I had tapped into. And the more I realized that, the more I realized how much I didn't really know much about the city that I currently call home.
So, I decided to make a podcast.
My name is Lizzie Elward. I'm a writer for Flyer News here at the University of Dayton, and this is my podcast series, Dayton Overlooked. Living in Dayton, I've come to understand that aviation and this city are completely intertwined, and obviously we have the Wright brothers to credit for that. From their historical sites, to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, to the Air Force Museum, the city has built its identity around the legacy left by these two incredible men. If I were to pick one thing about Dayton that isn't overlooked, it would be the Wright brothers, and rightly so, pun intended. But today's story is about a more subtle force in the Wright success. Today we're talking about the Wright's sister, Catherine, and her role in the story. Right now you're listening to me and my obliging roommate visit the Wright's grave. Many people don't realize how instrumental Catherine is to the Wright story. But visiting the grave, it becomes very clear how much she meant to the brothers. The Wrights had 7 children, including Orville and Wilbur. But in front of 3 flags and a tomb with an inscription of the infamous name, there are only 3 siblings, Orville, Wilbur, and Catherine. So who is the Wright sister, and how does she really play into the birth of aviation? Well, to answer these questions, I sat down with Nick Angler, the director of the Wright Brothers Airplane Company.
Well, basically, she was the Wright Brothers' personality, because they had none themselves. You know, they were nerds. They loved to work, you know, but they were... Wilbur was painfully shy, especially among women. He couldn't... If he was aboard a trolley going somewhere and a young woman sat down next to him, he would get up and stand in the front of the back of the trolley. He was so woman shy.
Both Orville and Wilbur struggled socially. Painfully shy and completely entrenched with their work, Catherine became their connection to the world.
They were obviously extremely close with each other, but didn't quite know how to relate to the outside world. Catherine, provided that interface.
This was a role she had taken on since her teenage years. Catherine's mother died just shy of her 15th birthday, and with her father being a prominent figure in the Church of the United Brethren,
The Wrights were constantly entertaining guests at their home. And as the only other woman in the house, after she died, Catherine assumed all of her roles.
There was also a sort of an understood thing back then that, you know, we had no Social Security, no Medicare, and it was understood that one person out of the family would always take care of the parents when they got to be old and feeble. And Catherine, in the Wright family, Catherine was the designated person to do that. And the idea was that she would be around to take care of Milton Wright when he got too old to be a force majeure in the church. And as it happened, she ended up taking care of not only Milton, but also Orville and Wilbur, who became bachelors, probably for no other reason than they were too painfully shy.
However, her competence did not stop at the household. Catherine was the only Wright to graduate from college. Getting a degree in classics from Oberlin, she came back to Dayton to become a teacher.
She was apparently extremely strong-willed. Orville, once when she began teaching at Steele High School here in Dayton, Ohio, at one point Orville asked her for a list of victims in the first week that she had gone back in a year, and she said, "Why do you want to know who got in trouble?" He says, "Because I like to hear the names of people who catch it besides us." So.
As Catherine got reacquainted with Dayton after college, she began to implement her social skills into her hometown.
All of a sudden, 7 Hawthorne Street became the focus of parties and meetings for bicycle rides and all sorts of other things that neither Orville or Wilbur would have ever thought of. And Orville kind of tagged along, Wilbur didn't, but that was their choices. Later on, when she became the social manager, those things continued, but at a much grander scale.
In the coming years, as Wilbur and Orville gained success, Catherine increasingly helped with the Wright brothers' bicycle and printing shops. And it wasn't until Orville had a particularly bad spill on a flight that she stepped down as a teacher and nursed him back to health. A few months later, Wilbur, who was in Europe for the past few months, asked her to become the social secretary for the Wright Brothers Company.
When Wilbur was over in Europe, he knew that he was lacking. He was lacking things, and when it became possible for Kate and Orville to come over, he said, "Please come and be our social manager." And that is exactly what she did. And that's one of the reasons why they were so incredibly successful in Europe is because she was the face of the Wright brothers that was presented to kings and queens and tycoons and whoever came to visit them. Whenever people wrote about the Wright brothers, at least in 1909 and 1910, when they first achieved rock star status, they always mentioned Catherine. The French called her the third Wright brother.
Europe's royalty and aristocrats fell in love with Catherine. She practiced their native languages and charmed them with her American sensibility. King Alfonso described her as the ideal American woman.
There's an interesting story about her meeting King Alfonso. They were in Pau in southern France, where they had gone to fly during the winter because it was warm there. Pau is to France what Florida is to America, and a lot of the royalty were stopping by, and when she found out that King Alfonso was coming, an actual king, she decided that she had to practice the curtsy. She had a woman that worked with her every morning on her French, because she was learning French to be able to better be able to take care of what was going on in her social duties. And so she she practiced this curtsy over and over and over again. And when King Alfonso came, she panicked, could not remember how to curtsy, and stuck out a hand to shake his hand, which nobody did with the royalty. But King Alfonso stuck his hand out back, they shook hands, and he loved her from that moment on.
After she returned from Europe, she began to focus more on volunteer work, centering herself in the suffragette movement and even forcing Orville to march with her for the women's vote. Not long after the Wrights settled back into Dayton, Wilbur passed away. Since Orville was still a bachelor, Catherine continued to run the Wright household at Hawthorne Hill. There are often a lot of misconceptions around Catherine Wright. Rumors of her financially supporting the brothers, or sewing parts of the wings onto the plane, or even being a secret engineer of the planes. All are false. Catherine was actually terrible at math. So terrible that she was tutored all throughout college in it. And that same tutor, 30 years later, became Catherine's only husband, Harry Haskell. Their marriage did have a little bit of a rocky start. Catherine had kept her relationship with Haskell a secret from Orville, and after about a year and a half of courting, Haskell had to tell Orville because Catherine was too afraid. Orville was so upset he completely cut Catherine off. He didn't speak to her for years and wouldn't let her marry in Hawthorne Hill. After Catherine got married, she moved to Kansas City and never came back to Dayton.
He behaved, you know, people in this day and age would ascribe sexual feelings to him, but that you just don't understand the Victorian mind when you do that. He probably thought of Catherine as a wife in every way except that, okay? And he behaved as if she had cheated on him.
However, 2 years after her marriage to Haskell, Catherine came down with tuberculosis. Once it was clear that she wasn't going to survive, Orville was called and came down for the last final hours of Catherine's life. Orville was the last person that Catherine talked to before she died. So you now know the life story of the face of the Wright brothers. But why does this matter? Why do we care? She didn't make the planes. Why do we need to remember this woman?
I think that you have to realize, both nerds and non-nerds alike, that a good idea isn't good enough all by itself. That true advances, things that carry society forward, have to be communicated to society as a whole. And the Wright brothers weren't anywhere near as good at doing that as Catherine was. And I firmly believe that without Catherine, they wouldn't have been the success that they were in Europe. And if without the success in Europe, they wouldn't have been the success that they were back here at home.
I think Catherine represents an overlooked breed of people. People with the ability to recognize something important and show the world why it matters. Communicators. The ones that can take an idea and make it accessible to everyone. An idea can't stand alone. In my communications classes, we learn that meaning is in people, not in words, or math equations, or airplane blueprints. Ideas are meaningless without people to bring them to life. And that's what Catherine did.
Communication is paramount to anything that you do, and if you aren't a good communicator, then you got to get one in order to be able to make any progress and to make any impact with your ideas. So when we remember Catherine, I think we should remember just how important communication can be to otherwise something that has literally changed the world could have slipped right through our fingers.
Thanks so much for listening to my first episode, and a huge thank you to Nick Engler and the entire Wright Brothers Airplane Company.